Union Borough of Edgewood to order for Monday, November 16th, 2015. Would you please call the roll, Ms. Bastianini?
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and a solicitor are also in attendance. If you would please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time we'll entertain items to the floor. If you have anything that you would like to present to council, please step forward, sign in, and you have 5 minutes. Welcome, everybody. It's good to see you here. All right. There being no items on the floor, you all received the minutes of October 19th and November 2nd in your packets. Does anyone have any correction to the minutes prior to a motion to approve? Mr. Wainwright?
I move to approve the minutes of October 16th, 2015.
Second.
Questions or comments? Like a short and sweet meeting, Mr. Fuller? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
I abstain. I was not present. And the motion passes. Anyone have any corrections to the minutes for November 2nd, 2015?
I move to approve the minutes of November 2nd, 2015.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to authorize payments of bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $295,852.76, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $202.03, for a total of $296,054.79.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions or comments, Mr. Wainwright?
I will save my comments for my committee report.
Any questions from council or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee reports, general government, that would be you, Mr. Wainwright.
Bills this period, all pretty routine. I guess the largest would be a bill for approximately $260,000, which is our, I guess, about half of our paving bill that's due. That would be the one primary thing in the bills this month. Other than that, budget discussions continue. The date will need to be set for further budget meetings.
Any further questions for Mr. Wainwright? Meeting.
Well, until the mayor vetoes it.
Yeah, until the mayor vetoes.
Hope,
all right. Thank you very much, Mr. Wainwright. Police report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. The only thing that I was going to point out, and did everyone get a copy of the report?
Yep. Yes,
okay.
I should.
The shoplifting is clearly an annoyance. We don't even get all the reports anymore because of Giant Eagle handling things inside, but it's pretty much going as expected, and we're doing well as a department there. But I did ask the chief to come because, Mr. Bright, you had questions in reference to their firearms and their training, and rather than muddle through it, I was hoping the chief would be able to explain exactly which weapons they are trained on and how often. So, chief, if you would enlighten us.
We have a state requirement, which is overseen by municipal police officers, Education and Training Commission. We are required as municipal police officers to qualify once a year, each year, with every weapon that we would be exposed to, whether it be our service revolvers, our patrol rifles, our shotguns, any off-duty weapons that we would want to carry, we also would have to qualify once a year with that particular weapon. Qualifications are done annually by Officer Crow and Officer Webb. Both of these officers are trained range officers. They have to go through special training to get those qualifications. We don't normally go out with more than two officers to the range each time that we go. We feel very strongly that that's important because Officer Crow and Officer White can spend more time individually with each officer, which is certainly shown in the qualification numbers as far as our officers being pretty good at shooting these weapons because of that individual training that they seem to be getting. Starting next year, we are going to go and start with a second qualification. So instead of going once a year, as all departments go, we are going to go twice a year because I felt it was very important for us to stay as proficient as possible with our weapons because if any litigation is going to come to our doorstep, it would be for the use of that firearm. So we want our officers to be trained as best that we can. So there'll be a second qualification with each officer.
In addition, I just would like to point out that Officer Crow does not just train our officers. He trains any group of officers that, I guess, request training. He's available, and he's come back with reports indicating that he's very glad that he works for the Edgewood Borough Police for their eagerness to be trained and the accuracy of their firing of the weapons, etc.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Are they trained in disarming people with knives, oven cleaner, and guns, disarming people?
Physically disarming people? Yes, we've had training in that. We have had each officer receive training through the basic recruit classes that they go to. As recent as last year, this past year, we had training, hands-on training with an officer who is able to train these officers to use physical force if necessary to not only disarm them but also take them into custody. We also have other types of weapons that we carry. We do training with non-lethal weaponry. Officers carry the ASP, officers carry the pepper spray, and they train annually with that also. So, our training is pretty rigorous and it's up to date.
I'm pretty pleased to also say that our chief is rather adamant that the officers understand, what do you call that, verbal judo?
I was just going to ask about that because I think that's extremely important. And I know in the Citizens Police Academy that you lectured about that and the importance of, as Mayor Cook reminded us, the verbal judo, which means to be able to de-escalate a situation before any of these other means would be necessary, and is extremely important, as we've seen over and over again on TV, that you know, being able to assess a situation and to de-escalate the tensions involved is extremely important. Would you like to speak to our officers?
I personally, and I carry this to my officers, I feel very strongly that communications is the most important weapon that we have available to use with folks that are out there. And I've noticed in the years that I've done this type of work that the majority of officers get into trouble because they don't know how to communicate. Verbal judo is a means by which we can use different phrases and words to de-escalate a situation. Instead of letting that person take control and escalate this issue, our officers are trained to use verbal judo, meaning these various words and these various phrases, to de-escalate that situation, to bring it back down to where it should be so that communications can solve the problem and we don't have to go to what we call hands-on, where an arrest has to be made or physical force has to be used. So I think the proof is in the pudding. Our guys do a very good job. We do interact with many, 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 many people on a daily basis. And you can see that our arrest and, more importantly, any physical confrontations are very, very low on the scale compared to a lot of other police agencies. So I think verbal judo is a plus, and we continue to train in that. Every so many years, I will bring that person back in that teaches verbal judo, and we will retrain with the use of that verbal judo. That way we get the younger officers that are coming in that may not even get that initially. We'll make sure that all of our officers have it that way.
We live in a let's look at our phones generation, and communication is an art that isn't exactly facilitated in higher education. So it's wonderful that our officers have that opportunity and that, you know, that you've brought that and embedded it into the department.
I'm also pleased to announce, having done another rather brief ride-along, and it was a shoplifting situation, our officers and Swiss Bell's officers, when they asked the gentleman to pull up his sweats, they noticed how swollen his legs were, and the whole issue of the shoplifting became secondary at that instant, and they talked about his need to go get help, that there is help out there, etc. It was nice to see that they were concerned about this gentleman's health. They continued to do their job after that, but they did focus, and they reminded him three times about the need to go get physical help.
Community-centered policing.
Yes.
Any other questions or comments? Mayor Cook, anything further?
No.
Thank you very much. Public safety, Mr. Fuller.
Public safety met. We discussed several things. The police chief and the mayor and the fire department were there. One of the things was the Edgewood Town Center wants to make improvements to the pedestrian walkway and take down the gate, put up concrete barriers to prevent cars from passing through, and just kind of spruce it up. The chief and the fire department had no problem with not having access through there to the town center. So that's going to be a good thing. We talked about the funding the fire, a new fire truck, maybe forming a committee to start finding finances. We estimate there's 5 years out, so probably a good thing to start thinking about it. The chief mentioned that we have no ordinance to prevent people from sleeping in our parks, and it might be good to work on that. Develop an ordinance to keep people from camping out. And also, we touched upon the chief's desire to hire another part-time officer, which I would assume is progressing.
We're going to move forward with an ad in the paper, yes.
That's about it, John. Is there anything you missed, Jack?
Nope, you hit it right there. So to tie it into the police report as well, so the body cam issue that just came down this week, how is that going to affect us? I mean, we have some allocated funds, I'm assuming, forward for a new body cam.
We do not have body cams. We've never had the actual body cams.
There's
no funds that are allocated.
Oh, okay.
I would welcome body cams. I think it's very public that they have an opportunity to see the results of the body cam. Would be very, very shocked at how people really do talk to us as law enforcement officers. I welcome them. I would love to see us all have body cams, to be honest with you.
But it's very limited from what they just sent down.
Yeah, we're hoping that the federal government loosens up a little bit with some grant money, but we haven't seen that come our way yet. So, and these cameras run about $5,000 a piece per officer. So.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you. Community Development, Dr. Wallace.
We did not meet. We have some issues outstanding, though, that we need to discuss. I need an update from a couple. May happen in executive session, but I have some dates which we'll discuss later on.
We will be having an executive session regarding personnel and maybe real estate. Will there be any action following?
No.
No action following. All right. Thank you. Public Works, Mr. Wilson.
Leaves.
Leaves.
Potholes. But all the equipment's holding in there. I talked to them last week late. They seem to be doing, everything's maintained. No problems, which is good.
Any questions for Personnel Department, Mr. Fuller?
Personnel did not meet.
I'm sorry, Community Service, Dr. Picciola.
Did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Bright?
Pension did not meet.
Three Rivers Wet Weather, there was a joint meeting of the Three Rivers Board and the Alcosan Board to discuss future endeavors. New consent orders will be coming out. Ms. Bastianini, do you have any report for Connect?
I do. This afternoon, Connect had their second utility summit. I think I reported back to council after the first one that we found it very helpful to get the municipalities in the same room with the utility companies to talk about how we can better coordinate our efforts so that after we pave a road, they don't come in and tear it up to put in a new gas line. So we had a good conversation this afternoon about that. What we're looking at right now is trying to find a way forward on a joint data platform so that we can upload our plans this year, next year, however long out we have for our sewer and for our road program. And that way we can also look and see what the utilities plans are. And then it would come up if there's a conflict or I'd like to think an opportunity for us to work together with them. And then maybe we can move a street up or back a year depending on how we can coordinate with them. Obviously, the city right now, the county, PWSA, are all on a shared platform with the utilities. It costs about $3,000 for us to get it on our own. So Connect is looking at ways to get all of the municipalities together on a system, whether it be through Connect or if our engineers purchase the system and then, you know, split the cost amongst their clients. We're not sure exactly what it would look like yet, but that's where the conversation is going. And that would be an asset for us. We're small. It's a big expense, and we also would need the personnel to run the system. But I think we have the same problems that the bigger communities have, and so it would be great if we can have the same solutions.
We have a system mapping sewers and
streets. We do.
Is there a way that that's on the Three Rivers server, is a way that that might be coordinated?
Possibly. That's through a GIS system, and this would be a way for us to upload from this intersection to this however many linear feet of paving we plan to do. And the good thing about it is we would be able to get other utilities information from that system. So we talked about how we all have that system already. PA One Call is perhaps willing to step up and sort of look at a system that they could use since we all have to report to them anyway. So there's some good conversations happening around this issue. I think it's really an area we can all work together on. But no real plan or conclusion yet about exactly how this would work. But we're all talking, which is the good thing.
And you were also on the panel.
I was, yes. Representing the smaller municipalities.
Thank you.
That's all for Connect.
Yes.
So with that, so the GIS information is actually pretty granular, except for municipalities. So why is that?
I think we have pretty good GIS. We have our entire sewer system.
There are some amazing things out there, but utilities tend to still be an issue.
Right. I'm not sure exactly what all, you know, that's another problem with a shared system is we all collect data differently. So
I've had the same people out to my house 5 times in the last 18 months to mark my lines.
Right.
Which haven't changed.
Right.
Water and electric and cable, which their cable is not, they sign off because there aren't any cable at all.
Water Authority has just started that GIS mapping in the last two Correct. Yeah. Well, they, you know, it doesn't always turn out correctly. They have to go back over and see where it actually is compared to the maps.
I think that's an incredible advancement that we, it's right there. I mean, it's so close.
And this wouldn't solve any problems, as we saw in West Westvale. There's always emergency work. There's always something you cannot plan for that needs to be done. But I think right now our interaction with the utilities is more reactive, and so it would be nice if we could work on a way to plan better with them moving forward.
It would be more efficient and really cost effective as we go forward.
And less of a pain for our residents.
Yeah.
Your road's not tied up year after year after year.
Dr. Wallace?
One last thing. I didn't know until recently that the new, I don't know if she's interim or permanent now, is an Edgewood resident.
Correct. The new
executive director?
Yeah.
Yes, she is. Just saying.
So that's nice for us.
Yes. That's all I have for Connect.
Our solicitor's report, Mr. Barry.
Thank you, Madam President. As you previously stated, the consent orders will be coming on. And as far as I know, they were hoping that they would be passed in December. And that's next month. And it's coming up real soon. I have a form resolution that I don't know if you have or not, Jordan, probably at least, but I'll give it to you tonight and you can take a look at it. And I also wanted to tell you that I did speak with the DEP, and they simply told me that they would like us to consider the new consent order that is given to everybody, and in that process they will cancel out on the 9 mile run order, so they do not want to have a separate 9 mile run consent order with Edgewood, Wilkinsburg, etc. I did clarify
sign that thing right now.
Correct. And just to add to that, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Barry. Swissvale and Wilkinsburg are planning to sign the new agreements and exit the 9 mile run agreement. So otherwise, it would just be Edgewood in its own separate agreement if we chose to stick with the 9 mile run order. It would not be the rest of the watershed.
It's always nice to be special, but
in this case, no. Special is not good.
Sorry?
Headwaters of that, though.
We are, but it flows into the city as well.
Yeah.
I did receive the new consent order in the mail this afternoon. So it came about before, so I haven't had a good chance to look at it. But we'll have something
soon. And we'll distribute it to council.
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that.
Thank you.
And just let you know if that's coming out and there's the resolution. We definitely need to consider that next month.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's all I got.
Borough Manager's report.
Thank you, Madam President. The Dixon Park Master Plan, just wanted to let everybody know we have not forgotten about that. Jim Pashik is developing a final version, a sort of cleaned up version of the plan that you've all seen, and then we can have that in front of council for some action in the near future. Last week, the borough's engineer performed a mock MS4 audit here in the borough. If you remember, MS4 is for our sanitary sewers. He came and gave a detailed presentation to council about our requirements for that. DEP is making their way around Allegheny County. Many municipalities have already been visited this fall by DEP for their annual inspections. And so that has given us a really great opportunity to learn from those municipalities and see what exactly they are looking for when they do these audits. What we know so far is that we need a much more detailed plan for our stormwater management minimum control measures. We do have a resolution that council passed in March that detailed what our minimum control measures are. We need to be much more specific. We need to tell them exactly, not that we will reach out to community groups, what community groups are we going to reach out to, which homeowners association, how many times a year are you sending pamphlets to the school, how many times a year are the officers talking to students about littering. So I am working on that plan. This is why we passed it by resolution. We knew there would be some tweaking moving forward, but it's going to be very, very detailed. I've got a 3-inch binder on it already. So we will hopefully have that for council's approval in December or January as well. I have been working with Republic Services on the pamphlets that will be mailed to residents informing them of the new garbage and recycling hauler, the new schedule, and information on household hazardous and e-waste removal. Our residents should be receiving correspondence in the mail the first week of December. We also were able to get the schedule in time to put it in the newsletter. So we do have a blurb in the newsletter. It's not as detailed as the information that's going to be mailed to their homes, but there is a blurb in the newsletter saying you're getting a new hauler and the new day will be Fridays.
Just out of idle curiosity.
Yes.
So the trash will be picked up by the old hauler.
Yes.
On Thursday.
Yes.
And then since Friday's a holiday, it should be picked up Saturday by the new hauler?
That's correct. Our contract with Waste Management runs through the end of December. So on Thursday, which is our pickup day, December 31st, you can put your trash out and it will be collected. Friday, January 1st, is our normal pickup day. It will be delayed because of the holiday, so that Saturday, January 2nd, will also be garbage collection day in the borough.
So all the party and hardy will be gone.
Yes.
Refrigerators.
It's actually nice because that will be Republic's first real run through the borough. They've obviously been around, but it should be a good day for them for a light pickup to really get to know the routes and get to know the homes that they're going to be servicing. So people might be a little confused, I think, about why their garbage is picked up twice in 2 days, but I think it'll actually be a good thing to get that first run with not a lot of trash to pick up. So be on the lookout. You'll receive information in the mail and also about the e-waste and the household hazardous waste, and they're planning to do the first actual collection of that sometime late in January in Edgewood Borough.
We might want to put that on the front thing to last week back for the holidays,
yes.
Just to give them a warning, wake up.
Yes, for sure. We'll have everybody who answers phones informed on the information to give out.
4:30 in the morning.
We discussed tree planting on Race Street and Greendale Avenue along the park. Just wanted to let you know that is scheduled to take place this Thursday. Our public works employees will be digging the tree pits, and then Tree Pittsburgh actually is who we're purchasing the trees from, which is a good local nonprofit. We were able to get the trees at a great price, and they're going to come out and plant those trees for us. So we are very much looking forward to that. There's also a lot of pruning going on right now of our trees since it's oak pruning season. A lot of work that's been scheduled is now taking place. Also, as a final note, I'm sure you noticed West Swissville Avenue has been paved. This concludes all of the paving for 2015, and as Mr. Wainwright mentioned, the first payment for the paving is included in tonight's bill list. The only thing left is line painting, and that should take place this week. After that, we will be all concluded with the 2015 roadway improvement project. Unless there's any questions, that's all I have.
Thank you.
So I have some questions.
Sure.
So on Swissville.
Yes.
When they put in the gas lines, there was some pretty meticulous paving of parts. So knowing that we were going to do that, so is this what you're talking about, that we can actually get that?
Correct.
I would have been happy with just gravel there for a month.
So
if they would have paid for...
They paid for half of West Swissville.
Okay.
And they never did the permanent patches that would have been required. They did a temporary repair on the patches. Had they not agreed to pay for half, they would have had to do permanent patching on top of what they put there. It looked nice and it worked for about a month, but that would have never held up over
right.
the winter. That was just temporary patch to get it through.
We didn't pay it all.
So that actually, I think, is one of our success stories. We've also been able to work with the Water Authority on paving issues and working together. And so I am confident we can make strides moving
Kudos
forward.
Kudos, because I was thinking.
And I think, you know, I'm very happy that people's worked with us on that. It looks great now with the whole new sidewalk and the new paving. I think that was a nice thing for us to be able to accomplish.
So, there's one other thing before that I wanted to ask you about. Actually an ex- executive session
okay.
item.
Anything else? No. New business?
We need to schedule some meetings.
Yeah, so committee for the community development. So assuming that weekdays is better, since we've mainly met on weekdays before, either the 18th, which is this Wednesday, or the 19th, which is Thursday morning, or we can do any day during the week of December 14th. This coming Wednesday.
I can make that. Someone else? Jack.
You,
well,
to be determined.
This week it would be. Would be better.
All right, let's go for December 14th, week of December 14th. Any day of the week.
That's good.
What day of the week is that?
Either way, I'm open the entire week during the mornings.
We're talking about an hour. We're talking about an hour in the morning,
yeah,
or
yeah.
whatever time.
So
yeah.
I mean, you can.
What day of the week is the 14th?
The week of the 14th, so it's
oh,
either
the
Monday
week of the 14th.
Through
oh.
Friday.
Well, Tuesdays are good with me.
Okay. Okay, 15th.
Okay.
6:15. That'd be great for me. I'm up at 4, so. What time?
Anytime, as
7
long as it's. Any time in the morning is good.
7? 8? You're not
sure.
Here at 7.
Yeah.
You're here at 8.
I can be here at 7.
No.
8 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we're looking at.
So it's Tuesday, December 15th at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Excuse me, we also need a budget.
We need a budget meeting.
Great for the 5th, I think it's a Saturday. So you're looking at Saturdays, right?
It could be a week evening. I don't think we really need an extended period of time. You know, our costs are what our costs are, and our revenues will be what our revenues will be. But we did have some dangling participles we needed to take care of.
Tuesday the 15th.
Pardon? So, you know, this Thursday, next Monday?
I cannot do this Thursday.
How about next Monday?
Next Monday, there's a zoning hearing board meeting and an appeals board meeting in this room.
I'm in Hershey.
Chocolate.
Next Tuesday or Wednesday? We're getting close to Thanksgiving. That's
this Wednesday, did you say?
Huh? Yeah. I can't do this Wednesday. I can do this Thursday. How about Saturday?
21st.
I cannot. Well, I have some out-of-town guests, but
let them sleep in and come.
They're actually buying a house here, so they might want to participate, actually.
I'm leaving for Hershey on Saturday morning, first thing.
Oh, okay. Well, Saturday's out.
Yes, to do Tuesday.
I can't do Saturday, actually.
Okay.
There's other meetings.
So,
can anyone do tomorrow?
Tomorrow evening?
I can't do tomorrow.
Okay.
Tonight.
But you have to advertise it, right?
Right here.
It's a work meeting.
Yeah, it's a work meeting. There's no action being taken.
Well, if there's a
23rd Monday.
Well, that the problem is that there's two meetings.
We
here?
Can. There is. There's a zoning hearing board and an appeals board meeting.
On the 23rd.
On the 23rd. But we can perhaps meet in the fire station. I can ask them if we can move a truck and put a table in there.
I'm not here the 23rd.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, folks.
This is for the budget?
Mm-hmm.
Two of three? just this should be it.
This should be it, should so be that it. We exactly. can right. I we would can say move to have it put out and vote on it.
The 24th, which I know is getting close to Thanksgiving, or the 30th, which is the Monday after Thanksgiving.
I have waterboard on the 24th.
Waterboarded?
Yes.
Waterboarded.
It's a new experience.
Well, we could request that our budget hearing supersede the water board. I mean, the water authority board.
For the 30th, I'm out of town, actually, but
we'll be through at 8.
Hold it back. Did you say Thursday? This Thursday?
Yeah.
We shoot through that
19?
Evening?
I'm fine with Thursday.
I'm budget hearing the 19th.
Thursday, this Thursday.
What time is your budget hearing?
6 to.
Do an early, like a 5 to 6. Same day. 5:30.
We can do 5 to 6.
5 to 6.
Yeah, there's a cog meeting at 6:30, but that's fine.
How about you, Dr. Petrillo?
I will try to make it. I can't guarantee.
Still, this Thursday.
This Thursday, 5 to 6.
Yeah. Can't do it.
That leaves a Friday night or a Sunday morning.
Oh. I can't do Friday morning. I work. I can pray that the budget will be passed, but that's about all I can do.
Okay. Can people stick around after this meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, we know I can. Let's do it.
You can't?
I can't.
You can't.
Cannot.
I
can.
Can.
Yes. I am able to.
All right. Well, why don't we do that then?
Yeah, let's get it out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that there were only a few issues that we
Correct.
Needed to discuss, like two or three, right?
John's got a great site.
Great to
idea.
Pardon?
We're cutting the mayor's salary.
Wait, 0 to 0.
I thought we got an extra zero.
0.00.
We were upping
zero.
Ours.
Yeah, don't feel bad. We already
we're tripling ours. Triple digit zeros. Okay, so this evening
so
after,
this evening
we will
after.
Have a budget meeting redux. Okay. Anything else that needs to be new business wise? Okay, committee action. Motion to secure a tax anticipation note. Our favorite thing, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to accept PNC Bank's quote dated November 12, 2015 for securing the 2016 tax anticipation note in the amount of $350,000 at an interest rate of 1.52%.
Questions or comments?
We were very pleased with the interest rate we received from PNC.
Yeah.
We did get another quote from First Commonwealth Bank. I also confirmed with PNC this morning that there is no prepayment penalty
yes.
on the tax anticipation
Good.
Note.
That's what I was asking.
Good job.
That was an excellent job.
Thank you. The borough's good credit comes in handy.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. All right, shall we call the roll, Ms. Bastianini?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. At this time, we're going to go into executive session. And when we come out, we will continue with budget discussion.